मन एव मनुष्याणाम कारण बंधन मोक्ष यो। मन मीन्स माइंड, माइंड इज द रीजन विच कैन टेक यू टू बॉन्डेज और लिबरेशन। व्हाट डज इट मीन? It means that mind is a tool. When mind is flickering, when mind is wavering, then mind takes you anywhere. But when one commands the mind, it can take you wherever you want. Man eva manushyanam karana bandhana mokshyo means mind is the reason which takes you to bondage or liberation. What does it mean? It means that when you command the mind, it can take you wherever you want. But when you are commanded by the mind, then it takes you in a wavering position. It can take you anywhere it wants. It wants means, if you don't command your consciousness, it will waver, it will distract, it will just move here and there. It will come down to sensual pleasures. It can be commanded by your sight, by your hearing, by your different senses. So when you are commanded by the senses, then you waver, you distract. But when you command the mind, you command the senses, then you can elevate you, you can move, you can go, you can achieve whatever you want. That is what Sankalp Matren Siddhati means. If you take any resolution, if you decide you want to do this, then mind is in your control. Dashrath means who can command all the 10 senses, all the indriyas, Jnanendriyas and Karmendriyas. So, mind is a tool also. This is something wonderful tool. This is wonderful key. You can open any gate. This is master key. And when mind is wavering, then you are in this world. And when mind is settled down, then it is Atma. When you are yogastha means when you are established in yoga, it means when you are in alliance with that supreme natural law, when you are alliance with that supreme consciousness, when you are aligned with that unified value, unity consciousness, then you are Parabrahma. You become Brahma. Aham Brahmasmi. That is the level, that is the feeling, that is the place where this wavering mind merges into that source where from everything emerges. It means then Atma becomes Paramatma. Then this wavering mind, when settles down, then it settles down where? It settles down in its own self. And then this self becomes a bigger self. And what bigger self means? That big consciousness, that unity consciousness, that supreme consciousness, where from everything emerges. So mind is something which needs to be trained properly. It is like a horse. If you know how to ride a horse, it can make you reach to best target, best goal, best destination. But if you do not know how to ride a good horse, then it will make you fall, it will make you injured, it will make you sick, it will make you reach nowhere. So the whole thing is, and that consciousness is responsible to make you feel happiness. It can make you feel sad. It can make you feel distracted. It can make you feel happy. It can make you feel in bliss. So the main thing is, and because this is something by which we are in this world, we feel that we are alive. And when this consciousness, this mind takes birth again and again, 84,000 yonis, it means we, that same consciousness, it comes again and again in 84,000 yonis. Yonis means in different stages. And why it emerges, why it takes birth into 84,000 yonis? Because it has desires. It has desires. And just to fulfill those desires, it comes, it takes birth in different. And what type of desire it has, whatever types of feeling it has when it leaves the body, it takes birth into the same yoni. Yoni means that particular species, that particular stage of consciousness. And all the species are nothing but different feelings, different desires. What type of life you want to lead? What type of pleasure you want to lead or live? Whatever feeling, whatever desire is left when you leave the body, this consciousness comes in the same body to fulfill it. So, when one goes beyond desires, when one leaves the body without having any desires, having absolute containment, when it emerges absolutely without any inhibitions or without any expectations, without any limitations, without any desires, then it is an absolute transparent state, it is an absolute contained state. No more desire, no more feelings, no more attachment, no more greed, no more anger, no more ambition, nothing, absolute contentment. When a person leaves body with absolute contentment, then this mind, this Atma, emerges into that source, which is the source of all creation. Because of those desires, we take birth in many different yonis. So, is it necessary just to not come in this body again? Is it necessary to control the mind, just to take liberation, just to get liberation? No. It is also necessary to live life in this world till the last breath, till we want to live contained life. Till the last breath, if we want to take contained life to go on, to live life in perfect health, physical, mental and spiritual, then one has to know how mind works, how to control the mind. Controlling the mind doesn't mean that you have to take a strain. It is very spontaneous, simple, effortless process that you just watch the mind. You just watch the mind and you just have an impulse that just you are watching the mind. That is drishta bhav. You are watching the mind. You are not commanded by the mind. When you don't command, then it takes you anywhere. But when you command, and what that command means? That command means simple impulse, simple feeling, simple awareness. That pure awareness which knows that we own everything. We own everything means we own entire universe. We are the universe. Aham Brahmasmi Rasa Vaisaha. Right? So aham. What does it mean? That when one knows that this consciousness is nothing but the totality. It came from totality, it is living in totality, and it is going to merge in totality. What does it mean? That one feels limited when one feels confined, and confined by what? Confined by the ego value. Ego value. Ego means the sense of existence, that this is me. And when one lives in that limited ego means this is me. One can feel that I am very big, but how big? How big? I am master a few people, I am king of this area, I am president of this, I am a big capitalist, whatever big one can think, whatever big in financial value, in power value, in political value, whatever. But if you see that in reference of that big universe, all those Milky Ways, all those million, billion, trillions, unlimited stars and expansion of the universe, galaxies. So if you see everything in that reference, in that comparison, then one can very easily realize that whatever big you are, whatever big you think you own, whatever big you think you can become, it is irrelevant. It is minutest than the minutest in the reference, in comparison of that big, big, ever-expanding universe. It means whatever consciousness can think, it can think in material form, in manifested form. It will always be very limited. So when one limitize itself in some limits, then the life becomes caged. Then the life becomes confined, whatever big it could be. So what happens? That this confinedness is the ego. Some people's ego is little. Someone's is bigger, much bigger, very big. But how big? In reference to that entire universe, expanding and ever expanding universe, it will always be absolutely nothing around, nothing. So when the mind knows it, that whatever big we can think in relative value. So whenever we live in relative value, it will always be limited to something. But when we go beyond relativity, then what happens? One becomes infinite. Infinite because yogastah kuru karmani. Iska means when you are established in that supreme consciousness, then you become infinite. You become the source of all creation. So when you become the source of all creation, then it makes you realize that whatever is, whatever will be, and whatever one can imagine, because imagination comes from the mind, and imagination can come from the experience. So whatever experience we will have, we can have, we could have, we might have, that always will be limited. Because how can we think? How far we can think? We can think because we felt something, we imagined something. But imagination is also a sort of creation, that is manasi srishti. So when we go beyond creation, we are immersed into the potential of the source of creation, then we become the source itself. Janat tumhi tumhi hui jai, right? One becomes the source of all creation. And how to reach that? Man ev manushyanam karan bandhan mokshyo. Means that's the mind. Mind is the tool. Mind is the horse. Mind is the part of that technique to emerge into that consciousness, because mind is the only thing we are aware of it, right? When we are in the body, we feel the body, we feel the senses, we imagine, we think, our intellect, everything is because of mind. And when we know how to operate the mind, how to command the mind properly, then it can take you beyond mind. And when mind is active, mind is wavering, then mind is mind. But when mind is settled down, then it settles down to that subtlest level, which is the source of all creation. That is the supreme consciousness, supreme awareness. Then it merges into the supreme potential of awareness. It is not consciousness. It is even beyond that consciousness also. The source of consciousness. The potential of consciousness. And then you become Brahma. And then that is the goal, ultimate goal of the life. Because of which life comes on this earth, on this mortal earth. So the ultimate goal is to be that, whatever you call that, but that pure consciousness, to become, to establish yourself in that pure consciousness, one has to become pure. To become pure, what one should do? One should go beyond all the desires. And just don't kill the desire. Tien tyaktein bhunjitha. Whatever feeling, senses, nature gives us, that is called dharma and adharma. Dharma means dharyatiti dharma. When we do things which are in absolute alignment alliance with natural law, which makes you towards liberation. Towards liberation means that if you are engaged in those values which are making your desire more big, your ambition more big. So what is the best ambition? Best ambition is to own everything. And when one knows that what real everything means, then it becomes, my master says, like a good saying says, that you capture the fort. When you capture the fort, you own the kingdom. Similarly, when you capture, you are aligned, you are established in that pure consciousness, which is the source of all manifestation, then you become the master. You become the grand master, grandest master. Then you become Brahma. Then no desire, no ambition. Because your absolute ambition means what? Ambition means to achieve more and more and more. But when you achieve the most, when you achieve, you are established in the source of all manifestation, physical, mental, spiritual, all the height, whatever highest is, comes from that source. When you are established in that source, then you become the master. Then your absolute biggest ambition is fulfilled, absolute desire is fulfilled, you are contained, there is nothing more which is required. And then you live whatever time is left to live this body, you live absolutely contained life. Nothing is required. You are so fulfilled. You are so overflowing that whatever comes in contact of yourself also becomes fulfilled. Because one overflowing well, one source of drinking water, if it is overflowing, whatever comes around, if he or she is thirsty, he or she or it is requiring something, it is fed with that properly. So whatever comes around you becomes fulfilled. That is called Sankalp Patre Siddhati. Then you are established in that level of consciousness. Whatever you desire, whatever you think, that is fulfilled because you are establishing the source of consciousness. So the ultimate goal of life is to be in alliance with that source so that you become everything. Just to achieve that, when some desire, something is left, then you come again and again and again. So when you go beyond it, you own, when you start owning the source, when you are establishing that source, then you become Brahma. And that is the ultimate goal of the life. So this mantra is something wonderful. Man eva manushyanam karana bandhana mokshiho. To understand it well, one must practice a process of meditation which is given in our traditional values, and that is something wonderful. Everybody should practice to enjoy absolute, contained, perfect, holistic life on physical level, mental level, and spiritual level. Jai Gurudev.